we check in on the latest on the drought contingency plan for the Colorado River. California is much closer now to finalizing its end of a multi-state plan, but not without ruffling a few feathers. For more on that and also what Arizona needs to do to come to the table and reach an agreement, our co-host Lauren Gilger spoke with Luke Runyon, who reports on water issues for KUNC in Colorado.
So we've had a couple of holdouts in this drought contingency plan as we head toward another deadline here. So explain where California stood on this and who was on the fence.
So the Metropolitan Water District of Southern California, which is the big water agency for the Los Angeles metro area, they voted on a proposal that would allow their water agency to take on California's entire water contribution under this larger drought contingency plan that has lots of states involved in it. Mm-hmm. And there are a handful of water agencies that pull water from the Colorado River in California. And what Metropolitan basically said in taking this vote was that everyone else was taking too long to agree on the deal, and so they were just going to bypass that process and shoulder the entire burden themselves. And that made at least one other water agency in the state, the Imperial Irrigation District, pretty angry.
They're even threatening a lawsuit at this point?
Yeah, so the Imperial is pretty interesting, and the relationship that they have with Metropolitan goes way back. This isn't the first time that they've had fights with each other.
Right.
And they provide irrigation water to farmers in the Imperial Valley who grow a huge amount of the country's winter vegetables. And they'd been trying during this whole process to secure money for the Salton Sea. This is a massive saline lake in Southern California that has been drying up and has been causing lots of public health problems in the process. And Imperial had been a holdout on the overall drought contingency plan because they wanted to use their power as a large user of the Colorado River's water to secure funding for Salton Sea mitigation. And so with Metropolitan coming in and saying that they can take on the state's share of water contributions, it kind of undercuts whatever Imperial was demanding or asking for.
Yeah. So it seems like Metropolitan taking on the brunt of this is sort of counterintuitive. Why did they want to do this?
They really want a drought contingency plan finished. And part of it is because they have a lot of stored water in Lake Mead near Las Vegas. And without a drought contingency plan, there's a possibility that they would not be able to take out the water that they've stored in Lake Mead. Hmm. Imperial doesn't have that problem, but Metropolitan does. And so there's a strong incentive within Metropolitan to say, if we want to ever see that water that we've been storing and giving up and leaving in Lake Mead, we need to get this drought contingency plan finished and get all of the parties agreed to it.
Right. Okay. So we're talking about a drought contingency plan and kind of all of our future water supply here. Remind us what this means for Arizona and where we stand in all of this at this point.
So a lot of people in Arizona had thought that they had finished the drought contingency plan more than a month ago. There was a big signing ceremony and there was a bill that went through the state legislature and everyone was celebrating. Yay, we made the federal government's deadline. Mm-hmm. And then the federal government the next day came out and said, no, you didn't. And the reason why is because in Arizona, the issue has been these side agreements among the state, the federal government, tribes that use the Colorado River, and individual water districts in the state. And there's a sizable number of those agreements that are not yet finished. I saw a list of those yesterday, and there's been some progress, but still a long way to go before those agreements are finished. In Arizona, there's two of those that are done, two that some parties have signed on to, but not others, and then 12 that are unfinished and in various states of completion.
And we're looking at another deadline at this point?
Yeah. So back on March 4th, the Bureau of Reclamation, which is the big federal water agency, they started taking comments from the governors of the 7 Colorado River Basin states. And the Bureau of Reclamation had asked them, what do we do? Help us come up with a plan if the states can't get their act together. And they set March 18th as the closure of that public comment period. So that's another deadline that's approaching here pretty soon.
Yeah.
And when that date passes, the Bureau of Reclamation says, we're going to be sharing all of those comments with all of the other parties involved in this drought contingency plan process. And who knows what the step is after that.
So how does Arizona look like it's going to fare in this plan at this point compared to a bigger state like California?
Well, Arizona was always going to take the most cuts in this entire process, in the drought contingency plan process. And that's just by the fact of a lot of history within the basin and the fact that Arizona is kind of a junior user on the Colorado River. And so they were always going to be taking a sizable amount of cuts. What the problem within Arizona has been, who takes those cuts and who's responsible for taking less water from the Colorado River? That's where the side agreements have come in. Whose responsibility is it to help farmers who maybe have to switch from Colorado River water to groundwater? Who pays for them to help make that switch? Those are all issues that have yet to be figured out.
All right. That's Luke Runyon with KUNC in Colorado. Thank you so much, Luke.
Thanks, Lauren.